Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Morocco Kane, back at it again with another motherfucking PSA for you Wednesday. So this is another motherfucking recording. This shit ain't gonna be as long as the other one. My roommate's telling me that I need friends because I guess I was talking for 20 minutes last time, but it didn't fucking save, so I'm back at it again. No harm, no foul. But yeah, so God, what was I thinking of? What was I talking about? I was talking about a whole bunch of shit. Now I don't even remember no more because I was just freestyling it. And I was talking about, fuck, what was talking about? Oh yeah, talking about, yeah, I'm gonna start doing these daily videos, you know what I'm saying? Start bringing you into my life a little bit more and just bullshitting. You feel me? Talking about bullshitting. Bullshit, bullshit. Oh yeah, no. I was talking about the show, the podcast show. I think I'm gonna call it the High Class, you know what I'm saying? Where we talk about anything related to marijuana products, marijuana strains, marijuana just in general, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause I'm gonna be smoking most of the time and talking most of the time. So if I'm talking while I'm high, you know what I'm saying? It's like the High Class where you come over, you learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? I speak on something, you know what I'm saying, that you might not know about. You feel me? Like the fact that Akon is actually making the first technological city in Africa that is has its own form of currency, of its own form of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? Which is pretty fucking dope, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? He's innovative as fuck. You know what I'm saying? He's innovating shit, like really changing the game, making everything more AI compatible. You feel me? Or not AI, but more technological. I can't even fucking say that word. Technologically efficient city. You feel me? But yeah, it's pretty dope. Oh yeah, another thing that I was talking about is about you know what I'm saying? Who am I? Morocco Kane. I'm Morocco Kane. You feel me? Like I'm me. What else is there to know? You don't need to know nothing else. I'm the dope motherfucking Morocco Kane. You feel me? I'm dope. You feel me? Morocco Kane. I'm Morocco Kane. I'm Morocco Kane. You feel me? I'm dope. Like more rock cocaine. I don't know if you guys got that. You know what I'm saying? How many you want me to say? I'm dope. Like more rock cocaine. Morocco Kane. Hey, see. Oh shit, I blew your mind right there, right? Oh, no wonder. That's his name. Oh my God, I never thought of that shit myself. I bet you, I bet you, I bet you. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, we were talking about oh yeah, the fact that I was doing more content, trying to release more content on more social media platforms and shit. I've been studying Gary V and shit. So I've been trying to release more content on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Medium, Anchor. Fucking, there's this other marijuana app called Doobie. What else? What else? What else? LinkedIn. Fucking Snapchat, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, all the Apples, all those, you know what I'm saying, all the stores. I'm trying to really release content and really make bring awareness to who I am, my name, and what, you know what I'm saying, like what I'm trying to do. Another thing with I was saying that's like I've been doing these daily videos, you feel me? And the same, this shit ain't my forte at all. You feel me? My forte is making music, you know what I'm saying? And getting drunk and having fun. You feel me? This is weird to me, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You feel me? The way I look at it is I don't give a fuck how I bring awareness to myself, my brand, as long as it's in a positive manner, you feel me? Whether I could be fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like regardless whether I make it as a rapper or as a motivational speaker or as an entrepreneur or as an innovator, a revolutionary, like, you feel me? Like, I'm gonna make it regardless, you feel me? I mean, you know, same people be like, oh, you cocky for thinking that way, but like, nah, like, it's the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of talents, you know what I'm saying? I'm very sophisticated, and if I don't know what I'm doing, I'll learn it, and I'll get good at it, you feel me? But, yeah, but that's the, besides the point, what I was saying was that, I don't really care which way I make it, you feel me? Because it's like, for example, if I make it as a rapper, you feel me? And I rap about shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm a rap artist, first of all. First and foremost, I'm a rap artist. I love every genre of music besides country, actually. Yeah, besides country. That's about it. And there is some country songs that I'm like, okay, all right. But other than that, not really. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, what I was saying is, if I make it as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I rap about love, don't mean that I'm in love or I got a girlfriend, because I rap about trap shit, you know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that I'm doing trap or shit right now currently, you know what I'm saying? You mean, like, that's, doesn't necessarily mean that, you feel me? Like, because I rap about cocaine, don't mean that I'm slanging it anymore, you feel me? Like, can I rap about weed, don't mean that, you know what I'm saying? Well, maybe I am smoking it. Yeah, baby. But you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because, in other words, don't box me into being one, you know what I'm saying? One soul genre in music. But like, oh, he's a gangster rapper, or oh, he's a trap artist, or oh, he's a R&B singer, or oh, he, you know what I'm saying? He makes love music, or oh, he does rock type shit, or, you know what I'm saying? Or oh, he fucking makes, you know what I'm saying, motivational music. You know what I'm saying? Don't box me into nothing, because I'm going to show y'all motherfuckers that I'm unboxable. You feel me? Y'all ain't going to box me up. The only box that y'all going to have to box me in is a motherfucking grave. And y'all, good luck, motherfucker, because, you feel me? Good luck. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? So what I was saying is, I don't really care how I get it. As long as I get it, I'm going to get it. You feel me? Whether it's a motivational speaker or a rap artist, because, you know what I'm saying, if I make it as a rap artist, then that motivational speaking is still going to be there, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to have more, you know what I'm saying, just more capital to put behind it, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then from there, shit, acting, movies, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you feel me? Like, shit, fitness, you know what I'm saying, start my own brands, waters, you know what I'm saying, vitamins, shit, clothing. You feel me? I swear to God, I'm a fucking force to be reckoned with. You feel me? I'm a fucking threat to y'all motherfuckers out there. That's real talk. You feel me? Like, I mean, not really, because I want to show love to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to succeed. But I'm a threat to these people. You feel me? Like, that's why, like, I feel like they give me a voice and they give me money. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Yeah, I'm really going to be changing shit. I'm really going to be lacing everybody the fuck up. I'm really going to be, you feel me? Like, I'm really going to be helping everybody grow the fuck out of their situation. Like, I'm literally going, all the money, see, that's why I started this conversation. Because in order to understand me and who I am, you got to understand that all whatever money I make, I'm going to give it all the way back. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? I grew up poor. I'm comfortable being poor. I don't have no, you know what I'm saying? I know that I've made it out and I survive. I can do it again. You feel me? If I make $1 million, I'm gonna give that shit back. I'll make another $1 million, I'm gonna give that shit back. If I make $1 billion, I'm gonna give that shit back. You feel me? I'm cool. As long as I know for a fact that I'm changing people's lives and I'm putting people in better positions to win, shit. That's what it's fucking about. You feel me? Making a change. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about how much wealth, you know what I'm saying, money you got, how much wealth you got. You know what I'm saying? That's not how you judge your character. That's not how you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not how you put a value on a king or a god. You feel me? You put value on a god not by the jewels or the money that he got, but by how many people he laced up. You know what I'm saying? He really put in a position to win. That's a motherfucking god. You feel me? Some of that, you know what I'm saying? can have anything and everything, but still chooses to make a change. You feel me? Still chooses to, you know what I'm saying? Like, make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like me, like, I can't have the option to be a fucking, the most, you know what I'm saying, conceited, egotistical, money snob ever in life and die lonely. Or I can be the most fucking humble, giving person ever in life and give all the money back and be happy for the rest of my life, you feel me? And have people that love me, people that gonna remember me, you know what I'm saying? I'm building a legacy for show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the same as everybody else. I'm different, you feel me? Like, I see shit that people don't see, you feel me? I think shit that people don't think, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really about this life. With that being said, you feel me? Like, I was saying, like, it don't matter how I make it, I'm going to make it. As long as I make it, you feel me? Because as long as I make it, guess what? It don't, me being a motivational speaker don't stop me from being a sick-ass rapper. Me being a sick-ass rapper don't stop me from being a positive, influential speaker. Or trying to be a positive, influential speaker. I'm just trying to speak on my behalf and things that I'm going through and how I live my life, you feel me? And how I'm trying to construct and lay the floor plans to my future, you feel me? Like, that's all it is. I'm not trying to say, you know what I'm saying, that I'm the happiest person in the world or I got it all figured out and I know exactly how to make fucking millions of dollars from one night to the next, you know what I'm saying? But I'm down to show y'all my journey. You know what I'm saying? And I'm down to fucking eat dirt and, you know what I'm saying, be stomped on just so y'all can see the journey and see how, you know what I'm saying, what we really got to go through and shit to really make it out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And be successful and be happy in life, you feel me? And really make a change, you feel me? So, again, it don't stop me from being a fan, you know what I'm saying? It don't stop me from wanting to, like, you feel me? Like, just because I'm like, oh, just because I'm a rapper don't mean that I can't sell, you know what I'm saying, have my own brand of water. My own fucking brand of clothing, my own brand of shoes, my own brand of, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't stop me, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all gonna close me off. He a rapper, he can't own a business. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He a business owner. Oh, he can't, you know what I'm saying? He can't have a brand. Oh, he can't expand. You know what I'm saying? He can't be a conglomerate. He can't, you know what I'm saying? He can't be an actor at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all motherfuckers want to close off and be so close-minded to everything. You know what I'm saying? The sky is the motherfucking limit. And if you believe that you can achieve it, you can. Motherfucker, you can. And don't let nobody ever make you think otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing. Keep going. Keep being that wonderful individual that you are. You feel me? With that being said, I'm closing off the segment with the, you know what I'm saying, goodnight to all my guys, goddesses, kings, queens, chingones, chingonas. It's your boy Morocco Kane. You feel me? And this has been a little segment. I brought you back, guys, a little bit into my motherfucking mentality and a little way of my thinking. You feel me? And yeah, love yourself. Tell yourself you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're great, you're amazing. You know what I'm saying? You are phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? All that wonderful shit keep manifesting into your life until you start feeling that shit in the center of your core. You feel me? Your mind, body, and soul. Because that's who you are. Remember it. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you feel about yourself, that's what you're going to feel about yourself. That's how you're going to present yourself. And that's how the energy that you're going to put out. You know what I'm saying? So think nothing but positivity and love into your life and be happy. You know what I'm saying? Be happy. Fuck all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short to be fucking worried all the time. Be happy. You feel me? Everything's going to work out as long as you know what I'm saying? God got a plan for everybody. You feel me? So follow what truly makes you happy. And I guarantee you can never go wrong. You might be struggling, but guess what? You still gonna be happy. I'd rather struggle and be, I'd rather be poor and happy and struggle for the rest of my life than to be rich and fucking miserable. You know what I'm saying? Or rich and you know what I'm saying? Like, or I'd rather be happy and fucking struggle for the rest of my life than to have money and be miserable. You feel me? So, yeah, with that being said, welcome to the high class and good night from the high class and good night from your dope motherfucker. You feel me, Morocco Kane? You know what I'm saying? Let's get it the motherfucking takeover. Biatch.